Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
A successful mission to Mars. NASA's rover named Perseverance, aptly enough, landed on the red planet today. Ground controllers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, celebrated big time. And Perseverance is the biggest, most advanced rover ever sent by NASA, with a view of Mars right here behind us.
I love their enthusiasm, right? I mean, absolutely. You can bottle that up. News Nation's Nicole Burley explains the rover's mission on Mars and what NASA hopes to dig up from its findings.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Cheers from Mission Control in Cape Canaveral, Florida, as NASA's Perseverance rover successfully landed on Mars this afternoon.
Perseverance is continuing to transmit.
And that transmittal included this.
They're a little dirty because you've got glass covers over these cameras.
Perseverance's first image from the surface of Mars.
You know, this happened just seconds ago, just arrived.
Perseverance will collect geological samples to try and determine if life ever existed on the red planet. Those samples will eventually be brought back to Earth, although it will take about a decade. Once back on Earth, they'll be analyzed for signs of ancient microscopic life. NASA's acting administrator thanking his team shortly after the landing.
The work through all the adversity that goes, and all the challenges that go with landing a rover on Mars, plus the challenges of COVID, and just an amazing accomplishment.
Perseverance's mission alone costs nearly $3 billion. NASA teaming up with the European Space Agency to bring the rock samples back home.
This is a sign. NASA works. NASA works. And when we put our arms together and our hands together and our brains together, we can succeed. This is what NASA does. This is what we can do as a country. On all of the problems we have, we need to work together to do these kinds of things and make success happen.
Nicole Burley, News Nation.
And this was the most challenging landing ever for a rover because they picked like a mountainous cliff, hilly, just like treacherous place. The scientists I talked to yesterday said normally we pick a parking lot to land in. We chose this site because there's so much science there.
So much science there.
So much science to explore.
They're going to do a lot of great research up there. They're going to talk to Matt Damon. There's going to be a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. They're going to, you know, have grow potatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
All of it.
Big agenda.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Congrats, Matt.